We end our program today with some of your comments. Day-to-day letter editor Steve Prophet joins us. Steve, clearly the so-called Downing Street memo is a hot item in our inbox.
Yes, these are the minutes of a British government meeting about going to war in Iraq. It took place in July of 2002. Listener Wayne Graybert wrote us about the document and others recently revealed in the British press. The Downing Street memos, he says, prove what war critics have been saying for over 3 years, that the Bush administration had sinister motives for wanting the war.
Mr. Graybert and others point to this quote from the document: the intelligence and facts were being fixed around the policy.
So last Thursday, we turned to our colleague Fred Kaplan, the military affairs columnist at the online magazine Slate, for his perspective.
And Fred said he thinks the British documents are historically important, but he does not see them as a smoking gun. Here's a bit of that conversation.
If you want to understand how governments work, if you want to see how mistakes are made, how assumptions can harden into dogma, then that's what these memos are useful for.
Slate's Fred Kaplan. And about those comments, listener Wayne Graybert wrote, for NPR to finally give the matter attention but then attempt to whitewash it reveals something sinister within NPR.
Perhaps not sinister, but still upsetting to some listeners, were references in a piece we aired on Friday about Winston Churchill's famous Finest Hour speech. Here's a comment from a listener and a retired member of the British Royal Air Force.
My congratulations on Adam Burke's evocative piece, writes Ron Dick. However, I would like to draw Mr. Burke's attention to his loose usage of England when he really means Britain.
Which, of course, includes Wales, Northern Ireland, and Scotland. Thanks for that, sir.
And here's a little update. If you've listened to the program over the last couple of days, heard us talking about this little independent film, Cavite, that we love. It's been at the L.A. Film Festival looking for a distribution deal so it could be in a theater near you. They do have an offer now, but they're looking for another one.
And now, Alex, on to news of a mystery solved.
2 weeks ago on the program, Slate magazine columnist Timothy Noah brought us explanations for some of the more obscure references in the famous Cole Porter song, You're the Top.
You're the top. You're an arrow collar. You're the top.
These days, we just don't get some of the references in the 1934 lyric.
There was one that Tim just could not explain at all.
It goes, you're a drumstick lipstick.
Several listeners guessed it's the ice cream left on the lips after eating a drumstick dessert. That's a good one.
Or the grease left on the lips after eating a chicken leg.
No, that's not it. Slate readers provided the answer found in advertisements from 1934 published in the New York Times. The ad, says Tim Noah, was for a product called
drumstick face powder, which, quote, has made new recruits to add to those who already enlist our bath powder and drumstick lipstick. Drumstick lipstick, then, was a brand name.
However, even a positive mention by one of America's greatest songwriters apparently was not enough to keep drumstick lipstick in the nation's pocketbook.
So much for product placement. And that's letters. Write us.
The address is daytoday@npr.org. Daytoday senior producer Steve Prophet, thanks once again for bringing in the mail.
My pleasure, Alex.
You're an old Dutch master, you're Mrs. Astor, you're Pepsodent. You're romance, you're the steps of Russia, you're the pan on a Roxy Usher. I'm a lazy lout that's just about to stop. But if, baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.